This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Readers.com is your one-stop shop for quality reading glasses with over 700 styles under $20. Readers.com offers bifocal readers, reading sunglasses, computer readers, and more with powers from 1.0 to 6.0. With free shipping on orders over $30, friendly customer service, and easy returns, you are sure to find your perfect pair. Enter the coupon code BUCK at checkout for 30% off your next order. That's Readers.com. Happy eyes, happy wallet.
The Buck Sexton Show.
We are joined now by our friend Joe Concha. He is a host on Newsmax TV, also of Mediaite. Joe, thanks for giving us a ring.
Buck, why do I live in New York? Can you answer me this? Because it feels like Vancouver. It's been raining for like the last 9 days. I can't take it.
I actually walked out of my apartment this morning and I was like, this is just getting too depressing. It's like wet and cold and horrible in New York. Isn't this like meant for Scottish people? I can't handle this anymore. It's too much. I totally agree with
Scottish.
You.
Scottish. She's like, oh, it's fine. No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, if, with enough whiskey, I guess anything is fine. So I can say it. I'm half like Scotch-Irish. Leave me alone, everybody. All right. So, Joe, what do you see going on in Indiana today? Tell me.
I see Donald Trump winning by 10 points, probably quite easily.
Ouch.
I think the Fiorina thing probably, yeah, I know. I know you're a Cruz fan, and that's not meant to hurt you. I'm just...
Hey, not a fan, a supporter, sir. Fan is short for fanatic, but go ahead.
Well, that's a good point. All right. You're an advocate of the Ted Cruz candidate.
There we go. Indeed. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. That was rude of me. Go ahead.
All good. Yeah, so it just seems like everything is trending in Trump's direction. It seems like Cruz just seems to have one bad day after another. He's off his message. He's off his game. It's not the disciplined candidate that we saw in the beginning. Donald Trump has done to everybody, so it's not really a knock on Ted Cruz. He just makes it personal, and at some point, human emotions take over. But I just don't see how Donald Trump gets derailed at this point because people just don't see the other candidates, Cruz and especially Kasich, obviously, of having any chance. And I think really that pact that they put together, Kasich and Cruz, really turned off some people. It played right into Donald Trump's strength, which is to say the system is rigged. Politicians can't get anything done. And I'm your guy. I'm your alternative, whether you like him or not.
I think the double team was a blunder. I think Carly Fiorina was fine. I actually disagree with the people who say that it looked like he was getting ahead of himself. I mean, look, if he wants to attach somebody else to his campaign, and I think Carly Fiorina is as strong a choice as he could have made under the circumstances, but I do think that the Kasich Cruz, you know, it's like, do it, guys, but don't talk about it. I think that would have been a better way to approach it. You know, this should have been between the campaign strategizing to announce it like it was for you Game of Thrones fans, you know, House Baratheon joining with House Stark or something. No, this was because then the Lannisters look like they're besieged, and you actually start to feel, you know, kind of bad for the little king who's kind of a wimp, whatever his name is now.
The little king. Oh, right. Yeah.
Not the psychotic one that died at his own. Oh, spoiler. But I know. I mean the new one who's like kind of a wimp, but he's nice. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Like Joffrey, except he's a, yeah. He looks like
Joffrey. He's like Joffrey without the psychopathy. What happens if Trump wins? What's the next step then? Where does this all go? If he wins Indiana,
it's over.
I mean, Cruz is going to keep going. You think it's over? You think mathematically Trump will get the 1237?
Yeah, I think so, because I don't see then where does Cruz win? Where are the opportunities? Can Kasich take Oregon? I just think people aren't going to want to vote for as strongly candidates that they know have no shot of getting the nomination whatsoever. They may like them more, but they're not going to get their friends together, and they're not going to rally around a candidate that they see trailing badly. So I just don't know where Cruz then wins. Does he win California? I don't know. It seems like Trump's on such a roll now. I think he does get the 1237. If you asked me that 2 weeks ago, I would have said, I don't think he gets there. And as we know, every prediction around Donald Trump never comes true. So whatever I'm saying right now means nothing because
I've said that many times. That the fun part about this election is that if you're wrong, nobody cares because everybody's been wrong so much. And so keep that in mind, everybody, because I think, look, Joe, am I going to say that I think Joe's right about Indiana? I'm going to say that I can't say that he's wrong. I'll go that far right now, based on the most recent polls. Yeah, that's all right. As I said yesterday, I'm on a jump to conclusions, Matt. Here, don't worry about it. So, what do you think of
all
the chances
states,
that
right?
let's say? Thank you. Somebody got it. Let's say that we move to a place where we have a nominee. I don't even care who it is for our purposes right now. Cruz or Trump, and let's assume that it can be either one for the purposes of discussion. Is there any way that the Republican Party, I shouldn't say the Republican Party, is there any way that those who have voted in Republican contests and those who are thinking about voting in the general for a Republican will be motivated, coalesce, consolidate, and get behind whoever the candidate is?
Yes, I do believe that. And I believe that, again, where it's Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, he's actually either in a dead heat with her, beats her in one, and you're saying, what? How could this candidate that has pissed off so many people, that has said so many things to alienate certain groups, whether it be women, whether it be Hispanics, whether it be whomever, how is he still tied with Hillary Clinton? And the answer is she's a horrible candidate. Nobody likes her. Democrats don't even like her. They see her as a vessel to power to keep Democrats in power. But do they like the candidate herself? No. They think she's just as corrupt as any Republican does. So, yeah, if there were another like decent candidate, if this were Barack Obama running for a third term, I'd say no shot. He's too polished. He's too good on the campaign trail. He somehow makes people ignore his horrible record and he would win. Hillary Clinton, not so much. So, yeah, I still think there's a chance that a Republican can take the White House, even if it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, just because she is that bad. Okay.
No, I think that that's, look, the most recent polling, and if nothing else, it's great because it means we no longer have to hear Kasich be like, I'm the Prince of Light and Hope, and I'm the only one who beats Hillary. It's like, no, you're not, Kasich. Shut your trap. Like, I'm sick of hearing Kasich say he's the only one who can beat Hillary based on some polls, you know, 6 or 7 months in advance of the election.
Almost every poll, he beats her by double digits. If he got in there, then what are you going to run against with John Kasich if you're a Democrat? His record? Good luck in Ohio. That's one of the best.
So wait, you actually buy the narrative. I mean, he can't say he's the only one now because of the Trump polls, but you buy the narrative that he would be? Because I think the only reason he's able to Peter is because Hillary's really unpopular, but Kasich has gotten almost no scrutiny because he's considered, even though he's the third guy left in the race, he's still considered kind of a third-tier candidate.
Well, Buck, I'd say scrutinize away. Are you going to look at his deficit reduction in Ohio? Okay. Came in with a $2 billion deficit. It's now like $8 billion surplus. No, I'm sorry. It was $8 billion deficit, $2 billion surplus. He's cut taxes. Unemployment's been cut by more than half. You could go on and on about what great things John Kasich has done in Ohio. And the most important thing is he won with 60-something percent of the vote in that state, including getting like 30% of Hispanics, winning the women's vote. I mean, you could go on and on. John Kasich in a general election would be dangerous because I don't know what you attack him on besides
Are you a Kasich supporter, or are you not somebody who goes for any one candidate at this point?
I'm a Kasich fanatic, and that's short for fan, obviously, or long for fan. Yeah, no, I've always advocated right. John Kasich. I think he's the best candidate in the race.
Really, you're the first sort of pundit writer person I think I've spoken to in a couple of months who's been a Kasich. See, this is what happens. I bring people on the show, and then I find out stuff I didn't even know. I didn't realize you were a Kasich supporter. Okay, you think the conservative base would turn out and vote for him? He's I mean, he's basically pro-illegal immigration, right? Or I shouldn't say pro-illegal, pro-amnesty, pardon me. He's pro-amnesty. You don't think that's a problem?
No, I don't think that's – I think it's a reasonable stance that he has. He says if you're not going to send – you think we could send back 12 million people? Okay.
It's not about what I think. I'm asking you what you – this is now about how you get people to vote for you, right? I mean, whether I think it's a smart policy or not is irrelevant to whether the conservative base, such as it is, will go for a guy who's just straight up, he's not like, oh, there's going to be all this stuff and the fine. He's like, nah, let's just do it. Let's legalize him. Let's go for it. I think that's a total non-starter, Joe. I'll be honest with you. But your point about he did it in Ohio, which is what he often says about this. Yeah, I mean, his record in Ohio seems to be pretty popular with Ohioans. But at the national level, I think he'd have a real problem on both amnesty and the Medicaid expansion for Obamacare. While I understand the case, right? It's like, why shouldn't my state get the additional federal dollars? They're paying the federal, we're paying federal taxes too. But it kind of puts him in the category of, yeah, I kind of went along with Obamacare. So he's got that problem on Obamacare and he's got the immigration issue. I mean, look, you are right about the polls. And I admit that, right? The polls show him beating Hillary. But I think it's because nobody pays attention to him and so many people dislike Hillary. But we'll have to see. I also, though, think, Joe, unfortunately, neither you nor I will ever be able to be proven right or wrong on Kasich because I think we agree he's not going to be the nominee, right?
No, he won't be the nominee. But, again, I have to go back to his economic record, which is just remarkable. on that state level. And then if you want to look at his foreign policy experience, a heck of a lot better than Hillary Clinton's, you know, being on the Armed Services Committee. And again, I love how conservative Republicans, like deeply conservative, hate John Kasich, yet he's the only person living on this planet that actually was the author of a budget balanced budget agreement, which I thought was really, you know, important to Tea Partiers, right? When we don't
know, you know, we haven't talked about, and this is a point that I've made before, and you're bringing it back up, and I think it's fascinating that it doesn't, that no one, Obama's leaving us $20 trillion in debt, right? We all know that. And nothing has been done to Medicare. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been done to entitlements. All the stuff that the Tea Party came to prominence advocating against, we haven't touched any of it, and it seems like nobody cares. Have you heard anyone talking about this during the campaign in a meeting? I mean, I'm not saying, oh, it's, you know, on page 7A, subsection 3 of somebody's campaign website. Have you heard anybody talking about those issues in a meaningful way? Because I haven't.
Of course not. You know why? I wrote about this a week ago, Buck. It's because this is the election of zingers. That's all it's going to be about, particularly if it's Trump versus Hillary. It will be what we're hearing like this week with, well, Hillary's playing the woman's card, and then Hillary takes it out of context and says, does that mean supporting a woman's right to choose? No. And it just goes back and forth with these issues that are like 18th, 19th on the list of things that are important to people, and it's all about who's taking the best pop shot at each other, just like you see in the debates. When a debate is done, what happens? All you see are sound bites of who took the best jab at the other person, who really got a zinger in, but nothing to do with like important things like policy. So just to pivot back to Kasich, yes, good economic policy, good foreign policy experience, knows how to balance budgets. Great. Those are the three things that are most important to me. The other stuff.
VP, wait, let me ask you, VP line, candidate for Donald Trump, you think he would take it?
No, he won't. He won't. He can't.
He wouldn't do it?
He just... No, I don't think he would. I think he's just too repulsed by him, and I think the man has some integrity, and I think that he wouldn't take that. I think that John Huntsman is probably a top choice right now. I read the tea leaves there, too, and Huntsman coming out saying we need to rally around Trump, that makes sense to me because Trump isn't a conservative. He's more of a moderate like Huntsman, and I could totally see that marriage happening, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that yet, but that's possible. I mean, to me, it's just Kasich. I mean, delivering Ohio, I mean, if you don't win Ohio and you're Republican, you're basically not winning, right? We all know that. More thing, though, Joe, before we are going to run into a break here, that is, you know, to your point about the soundbite election and how it's all about what people are saying and what the news cycle is, how the news cycle is sort of manipulating perception week in and week out. I had to watch, as you and I know, I had to watch the White House Correspondents' Dinner in full as part of my duties over at CNN. And I watched Obama's speech. And I will say one thing I took away from that. Because I was like, all other things, I don't know, and there was the historical nature of, you know, it was the history making, first black president, everything else. But really, actually, it was kind of a reminder of, you know, this is really why this guy won two elections. He presents very well. He does. And I don't like what he stands for. I don't like what he's done as president. All of that. But that matters now in a way that even, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, it was just different. It's just different.
Yeah, you're right. And that speech that he made, that stand-up routine, was pitch perfect. I wrote about it all around. I killed Will Moore. I thought he was horrible. But, yeah, I saw you on that panel, and it was funny because I tweeted out, I go, is Buck ever going to be allowed to speak? It's a shame because they're doing 100 different things. And they come back to the studio, and Berman says something for like 20 seconds, and then they leave. And I'm like, man, poor Buck. I hope they're giving him something to drink.
Buck is a good little TV employee, that I will say. Oh, man. All right. Joe Concha of Newsmax TV and Mediaite. Always a pleasure to have you on, sir. Thank you very much. It's good to chat with you.
All right, Buck. Good to speak to you, man. Go Hoosiers, whatever that means.
Yeah, indeed. Bobby Knight. See you later, buddy.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. And went through real estate agent after real estate agent, and they were all talking a great game. And this guy who is selling his house, the founder of this company, he's, you know, he's kind of an important guy and kind of, you know, should get the best treatment. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company, and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. We have 1,000 agents across the country, and they are people that listen to this show. And so when you go through Real Estate Agents I Trust, it's sent to somebody who already, you already know their sensibilities. They already are cut from exactly the same cloth. There's got to be a better way. There is. realestateagentsitrust.com.